Oh my God, guys, it is happening once again. Big Daddy Stitch is in the building with my beautiful wife recording another episode of Here's the Sitch. What's up, guys? How you doing?
It's happening. It's December. We are on the massive countdown to the holidays. Actually, Hanukkah started already. So we are in the thick of the holiday season.
I'm glad you said that, honey. Well, I think we should say happy Hanukkah to our Jewish brothers and sisters out there.
Yes, happy Hanukkah.
Exactly. Little known fact that I actually went to a Jewish prison for 8 months. And I spent a lot of time with those fellas, and I'll be honest with you, every single week they celebrated, honey, do you remember what holiday it was that they celebrate every single week?
Sabbath or Shabbat?
Shabbat, yes. Oh my God. I every single weekend, I was definitely living my best life in prison when they celebrated Shabbat. I didn't participate with the holiday, but every now and then they just cooked so much food that there was a little bit of leftovers. Anyway, guys, happy Hanukkah. Christmas is around the corner. Are we even in quarantine right now, honey?
Oh, we sure are in New Jersey.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Did they shut down restaurants again?
They shut down New York City.
They did, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I showed you the cover of the Post.
Oh, that's
where
right.
Where they had Cuomo as the Grinch.
Yeah. Wow.
So there's a lot happening, but it's the theme of 2020. You know, it's been quarantine. It's been the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
It's been powering through. I haven't heard much talk about the new year and resolutions and plans.
You know,
I think everyone's just too scared to think that far ahead. It's only
facts,
2 weeks ahead.
Facts. I totally agree. People are so consumed with, you know, masks, vaccines, quarantine and this pandemic, and if you add obviously into it that we've been in this for the whole year, I mean, then there's a pandemic fatigue, as they call it, where your mind just can't believe that this has been going on for so long, you know?
Yeah, pandemic fatigue is a real thing.
I feel like I have it.
I think I do too.
Yeah, but the good news about the situation is we have a lot of tools in our tool belt to help us fight the good fight, as I call it, you know, one day at a time. That's how we live our life. And positivity is a choice. Before we get to that segment, which I do want to speak about positivity being a choice, I like to go over current events and what's happening in the country, what's happening in our life. The wife right now is 16 weeks preggers in the building. And now she's starting to feel like she can eat a little, you know, more foods that she likes. In the beginning of the first trimester, all she could eat was pasta and pizza. And now she's graduated to
thank God.
Now she's graduated to sending me to go get her sutures.
Listen, I love pasta and pizza, but I can only take so much of that, like, comfort food and it being hot and the same texture and consistency. I couldn't take it anymore. So thank God I am in the second trimester, and when he says I have sushi,
exactly, explain.
I only have the cooked fish.
Yep.
Some women have the raw sushi. I think everyone's allowed to make an educated decision on their own.
I agree.
And I have read things where it is okay. However, I'm very cautious to the point where I don't even have coffee.
Yep.
At all. So I'm not going to mess with any kind of raw foods. However, I do love
hot chocolates.
And when I say love, I do love California rolls, and I do love a shrimp tempura roll with crab on it. And it's just such a nice change up for me because the texture is different, the temperature is different, and you're getting, it's like well-rounded for being pregnant because you want to eat healthy. Like, as much as the carbs really make you feel better in the early pregnancy, you want to have like nutritious food. So a California roll is great because you have like healthy avocado. You have the healthy rice. You know what I mean? Because you need carbs to grow a human being.
Yep.
And then you just have vegetables and the fish is protein. So it's really great. And I'm just hoping that my appetite continues to improve because I haven't been able to eat many things.
Yeah.
And like what I usually like, I don't like anymore, which is so weird.
Well, speaking of what's happening, we just recently got the pregnancy pillow, which is helping the wife sleep, right, honey?
Yeah, Mosey thinks it's his somehow.
Yeah.
He thinks everything is his in life. And it's great. I love it. I can't sleep without it. I will probably keep that pillow post-pregnancy as well.
Mm-hmm. And also, we are preparing for the baby's room. We're actually in the midst of planning for that now. We'll probably disclose who is helping us with the baby's room. We're looking to do, was it a baby's room and a baby's playroom for our Jack and Jill? Huh?
Yeah. I think we have to figure that out still. But yeah, the main goal is the nursery and the playroom, and it's a lot. When it's the first baby, it's crazy the amount of things that you need that you've never bought in your life, that you've never used in your life. Mm-hmm. And if you've never really seen a baby, I have two nephews, so I'm familiar with some things. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, like, the baby industry is booming. Like, there is no pandemic happening in the baby world. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you. And I've read articles that say because people will cut back on themselves, like people will cut back on luxuries for their, you know, their own self, their spouse, their family. But when it comes to the baby and being a first-time pregnant mom, or even a second time, you're not cutting out that expense.
Baby's like, coming first.
Baby's coming first. Mm-hmm. You're shopping, okay? Yep. So the best thing about, you know, I think that us being so advanced in technology and medicine and everything is that there's just so many options in every category. So trying to make a registry, it's like, it's very overwhelming. But I am very lucky because I have many friends who are pregnant. I think I have 5 friends who are pregnant right now that I can hit up at any time. And I also have many friends who are new moms and have young babies at home. And if you don't have that, I would really suggest going online and finding like groups and communities where you can talk to other moms. A lot of the apps where you have, where you can track your pregnancy, like on, what's that one app? While you're expecting or something like that, the main expecting app has like a community that'll automatically put you in a group of the month your baby's due.
Oh, wow, cool.
And it's all women who are at the same exact stage as you, and you could talk to them. Mm-hmm. But I also created my own little community online, which is on Instagram. It's at It's Baby Situation.
Facts.
And it's insane how quickly it grew.
Oh my God.
Because I really just made it so that I can monitor my pregnancy pics and like my baby bump progress and have one place to have it instead of integrating it into my personal Instagram and my personal social media. You know, I have millions of followers, but those millions of people might not want to see every part of my pregnancy. Such a specialty thing. So I created at It's Baby Situation to follow the pregnancy process and all that kind of stuff. And eventually it'll become the baby's page for all baby pictures.
Exactly. This guy's going to come out with like a million followers. I swear he has, I think, about 200,000 followers, and the man is verified and he didn't come out the womb yet. So that's pretty wild.
But that's all thanks to you guys, because you are amazing. And I didn't even know that this would happen by creating this page. Yep. I literally built my own built-in community of pregnant women, first-time moms, second-time moms, young people that have young babies at home now that are just going through the same process. There's so many women on there that are due the same day as me or the day before and day after, and they're able to share their feedback. And each time I do a weekly update, I'll post a question where you can comment in the comments, and there's so much good advice. It's amazing. So if you don't have a lot of friends around you, if you're not close to family or people that have experienced pregnancy and newborns, then head over there, because I'm telling you, it's a really nice community of women.
And if you guys are not up to date and just listening to this podcast just now, we just announced the sex of the baby, which we are expecting a baby boy. My wife, we are 16 weeks pregnant right now, and we're really just taking it day by day. Every single day, the main focus for us is just how Lauren is feeling and making sure she's getting good rest, making sure she's taking her vitamins, and eating foods that are safe for her. And that's how we, you know, do it day by day. Obviously, that's sort of like a basics type of thing, right, honey?
Yeah. Yeah, it's day by day. Listen, my focus is vitamins, what I'm going to eat for the next meal, and just being, you know, aware of how my body's feeling.
Yep, taking it easy.
So I can communicate that to my doctors, because you want to, I have a hard time doing this, but you really want to over communicate everything you're feeling, because it is such a fragile time in your life, and everything needs to be documented for good and bad.
Well, speaking of documented, a lot of people want to know if your pregnancy or our pregnancy is documented on the New Jersey Shore family vacation.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of questions about that.
Yeah. And the answer is yes. When we found out, pretty much we had a camera on us. So you guys will also find out when we find out, I guess. Is that correct?
Yeah. You'll get to see when we found out.
Yeah.
It'll just be a little delayed.
It's a very special moment. Yeah. TV's always delayed.
Yeah. It's not live, guys. Sometimes people really get caught up in the moment. Like TV shows, mm-hmm. they're not live. The quickest turnaround we do is a few months. Yep. Sometimes it can be up to 6 months. It really depends.
This one was a quick turnaround.
This one was the fastest.
Like, what, 2-3 months probably?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a quick turnaround.
Because we filmed, what was it, August and September?
Yeah.
And it started airing November. Yep. That is like unheard of quick for us.
Well, MTV really wanted to get up one of their big shows, and everyone put all hands on deck to make it happen. So congratulations to cast and crew. The show is number one on Thursday nights for Unscripted, or the number one reality TV show. So thank you guys so much for supporting us. We love to make good TV, and we love continuing to film Jersey Shore Family Vacation. It's been going on for over 11 years. And I'm just so proud of this series because it just, we've all grown up with you guys, who's having kids, who's getting married, who's getting engaged, who's getting in divorce. But it's all, it's all relevant. Right, honey?
Yeah. There's always something happening.
Yeah. It's always something.
You really can't make this shit up. It's just
crazy.
Yeah. At all times.
And you know what? This show that we filmed, it was not easy to film it, right, honey? I mean, there were so many variables. Everything was up in the air with COVID and testing. And if someone got sick, the whole show would get shut down, as you guys see in the news all the time. This show gets shut down. This other show will get shut down. Well, Jersey Shore, we went a couple weeks. We didn't get shut down, and we produced a very show. I believe we turned nothing into something because we were quarantined by ourselves, and technically, we really weren't allowed to have any guests or go anywhere.
But I have to say, you guys always are the show, though. You know what I mean? You do go out and party, but at the end of the day, whoever is brought in or something happens, unless it's a huge moment or a huge storyline that's going to carry through for seasons, it ends up on the cutting room floor. Yeah. Like, it doesn't, the show is you guys at the core. You know what I mean? You really don't need anything else. And that's hard to find.
Exactly, guys. So if you want to keep abreast of the current situation and the situations, please tune into Jersey Shore Family Vacation every Thursday, 8/7 Central, only on MTV. And obviously this week we have a new episode. So guys, tune in for that.
So since you were talking about pandemic fatigue earlier, what would you suggest? Because I'm sure a lot of our listeners are struggling with the same thing.
Yep.
What would you suggest are maybe some of the top three things to fight and combat pandemic fatigue?
Easily. I would go back to the basics. Every battle that I have ever faced, and I've faced a number of tough battles, I went back to the basics. And that would be, exercising your body to combat stress, to combat depression, anxiety, self-doubt. Exercise is key. Along with nutrition. Those two things right there, you can easily change. Whether you have a job, whether you don't have a job, you just need to take action on those two things. And then obviously number three, just attempting to be the best person that you can be. Being positive, being good to your neighbor, being good to your wife, being good to a friend, working hard at work. That right there, that effort that you're putting into the universe, it will come back to you tenfold. You just don't even know that when you're putting out those vibrations and you're exercising and taking care of your body, it's like a big domino effect into a lot of other things in your life.
And I think that...
And just those three things right there are key.
Those three things, they sound so basic, but they're so important. And I think that if we look back on this year, once it's the new year, I think no matter what happened, you're able to say, I made it through that shit.
Yeah.
And I've gotten stronger, I've gotten wiser, I've gotten more experience, and it only adds to your growth as a human being and as your potential, as long as you allow it to and you don't, you don't let it defeat you.
I totally agree. Listen, the word depression, if you mix around those words, it equals I pressed on. And it's so crazy it's a new
one. What? Say it again? I'm a little slow sometimes with pregnancy.
She has pregnancy brain, guys. But the word depression, if you switch around the words.
The letters,
thank you. It means I pressed on, okay? So it's really just a matter of perspective. We're not experts, you know, but I feel that we're on such a good path that we have to, you know, share it. And even in this year, when we look back on 2020, it was a very bad year or a rough year for anyone. But I still feel that we're going to be able to find inches or progress, as we call it, somewhere along the line, whether it's steps that we made at work, new projects that we created because of the pandemic, pushing forward in various other ways, putting up boundaries with certain relationships that may or may not have been there. You know what I'm saying? I think we'll be able to find those inches. And it goes back to that caller that hit us up a couple of weeks ago about finding the inches. You're going to find the inches in life, okay, somewhere, whether it's mentally, physically, spiritually, personally, or professionally. Those categories that I just named to you, that is a lot of categories, guys. You're going to find inches. If you can't find inches, let's just say, you know, personally or professionally, you're going to find some inches mentally and, you know, physically. And, you know, just finding ways to move forward, whether it's, you know what, for me, I'll be honest with you, I'm going to start to implement reading books on the weekends. Maybe like a book.
Should I buy you? I know what I'm going to buy you.
Do you want to know why I want to do that? Because there's so many shows that I get called by big networks that I actually get to the final chopping book floor. And I sometimes have trouble not reading. I don't have trouble, but I'm not the best reading from a teleprompter. I'm not bad. But I'll just miss a job by one person, the last person. Because people want me to do jobs, and I'll end up missing that one job because you didn't
practice a skill.
It's something that I need to work on.
That needs to be practiced. Most people, you don't just, it's like anything else though. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a really fast reader, but I still, the teleprompter will still throw me off sometimes. Because listen, the teleprompter has a lot of moving parts. It's an electronic device, okay, first of all. So it's not paper and cue cards. It's like LED lights. Some go really fast. Some go really slow. Sometimes they go and they go too fast and then they back up. And your brain is trying to process what is happening and also deliver things like in a conversational manner. It is not easy.
Yeah, it's definitely not
it
easy.
It takes practice though. So,
well, I want to add to this, that just so you guys know, I am not bad by any means, because I get called, you know.
No, you're not bad.
I get called.
You've gotten a lot better.
I get called. Significantly better. I get called for like the last final call for a lead. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times it's down to me and another person, and to be honest with you, I'm not the best. You know what I mean? And I think I missed out on a job recently. It's not a big deal, but something that I have to probably address. You know?
You need to practice.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm going to get you?
What?
I'm going to get you all like the new dad books. Like,
what, to read to the baby?
Well, I'll do that too. Books for you to read to the baby, but also books for you to read so you know about like what to expect.
Yes. Well, also,
continue to get huge, because the other thing is, guys, I haven't popped yet. And even,
no, you haven't.
It's
noticed
gotten
that.
To the point where this morning, I actually was going to ask you, but you didn't shower with me at the same time. While I was in the shower, I'm like, it looks like abnormally small today. And I'm like, is this everything okay? I was going to be like, do I look okay? Because social media sometimes messes you up, guys.
Yeah,
and
you can't
everyone
listen to the
on
trolls.
There is like, how, there's nothing there. Are you growing it in your butt? And it's like, no, I'm not growing the baby in my butt. But I think, but then there are people who say, listen, we know Lauren's very fit. And she has a layer of muscle on her abdomen. So it's going to be harder for the baby to even push through that when you grow.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not like it's just
Honey,
pushing through mush.
You're going to pop. Everyone pops at a different time. I've also, you know, read recently. I've seen a lot of people. There's a lot of people pregnant on social media right now. And certain people are at similar stages in you. And they have popped, but everyone's different. This is your first pregnancy. And, you know,
I think it'll happen really soon, though, because the most common time frame for people that usually pop late is like between now, any day now, like I'm in my 16th week up until 20 weeks. So do you guys have COVID fatigue, which is what we've been talking about throughout this episode? I think it's starting to affect everybody at some point in the year 2020. And I was talking to a friend and they felt that they were really getting burnt out between the hours from working at home and all the stuff going on in the news and in the world. And listen, no one likes feeling stressed out. And even worse, it can affect the people closest to you and your relationships. And that is not what we want to do. So lately, they let me know that something was different and it was working and making them feel great again. So they introduced me to it. And what it is just by adding a simple natural mineral to their diet based on the doctor's recommendation. So I tried it out and it's actually a super dose of magnesium. Listen, what magnesium is the fourth most abundant mineral in the human body. Since this nutrient is responsible for 300 to 600 different biochemical reactions in the body, including your metabolism, yes, that's an important one. When your levels are low, you struggle with sleep, energy, metabolism, pain, and stress. That is not good stuff, guys. You can get magnesium from certain foods like beans, nuts, avocados, and many more. But if you really want to make sure you get enough magnesium for what your body needs, I recommend using a supplement in addition to these foods. Before you go research magnesium supplements, I'm going to introduce you to the best one that we have found. And it works, guys. I shared this with you, I think, last episode, and I'm absolutely loving it. It's called Magnesium Breakthrough. It is the first full-spectrum magnesium formula ever created. Magnesium Breakthrough is a complete formula that includes naturally derived forms of all seven forms of supplemental magnesium and does not contain any synthetic additives or preservatives. Now that's a clean product. This is the most potent magnesium you will ever find in a supplement, period. Many people notice a sense of calm, relaxation, and just zero stress, and everything levels out once they're on this for a few weeks. Most people begin using Magnesium Breakthrough in the morning to help them stay calm and resilient through the workday. Within 3 to 5 weeks, most people experience a level of peace and serenity that they have not felt in a very long time. I highly recommend trying Magnesium Breakthrough for at least 30 days and see how it will make a difference in your mood and stress levels. Today, you can get 10% off with a special Here's the Sitch coupon when you visit www.biooptimizers.com/situation and enter code SITUATION10. That's BIOPTIMIZERS/ SITUATION and use the coupon code SITUATION10. If you are pregnant or breastfeeding, please consult with your physician always before adding any over-the-counter supplement to your daily regimen. Once again, that's biooptimizers.com/situation and coupon code SITUATION10.
Well, tell everyone what you did last night now that we're talking about reading books to the baby. My wife breaks out her iPhone and she's playing classical music and putting it to her belly. And she said that the baby loves this and so does Mosey because they're both listening to classical music. And I have to say that Mosey definitely loves that. Mosey loves the classical music. Mosey, he loves spa music too.
Oh my God, he loves spa music.
Yeah.
Mosey really loved classical music last night. It was the first time I put it on for us. I like classical music, so I'm excited to continue to do it. But yeah, I've read different things, and one of the things I've read was that it really helps with brain development.
Mm-hmm.
Because your baby in there is literally like a third of its entire length is its brain.
Yeah.
Because it's the brain. The head definitely
looked big when I saw the breast.
Well, yeah, because the brain's running the body and the organs and everything. So it's growing. And if you think about it, I think they even say like when you're studying, like as a human or mm-hmm. an adult, if you listen to classical music, when you're studying or cleaning or doing anything
where you want
focus,
I totally agree.
It helps your brain like process it and retain it.
Super facts. And, yeah.
So imagine if you're like, you know, a fetus just growing and your job is to just grow and get bigger and
yeah.
make organs. Well, imagine listening to classical music all day.
Well, what does that tell you just about us humans in general? Now, we're talking about a baby that's going to, his brain is going to develop because he's listening to classical music. Almost like musical therapy or music
I really
as therapy?
I believe in that. I really always believe
yeah.
in that. So, and a lot of people say, then once I posted it on the baby's Instagram, where I have that community of pregnant women and new moms, a lot of women were saying music they listened to while the baby was, while they were pregnant, the baby recognized when it was born. And that if they were crying or uneasy, anytime they put on the song they would always listen to or the song they would sing to the baby when they are pregnant, baby would immediately stop and like smile. Because the baby recognizes it from when they're in the womb. And when they're in the womb, they're in like the safest place ever. So they love that.
I totally agree. Because when I'm in a bad mood and I listen to an old song that maybe I liked in high school or college or something, it makes me feel better. So that just, that's almost like the same thing. Yeah, it works.
So we'll be listening to classical music every evening.
Really? Is that the new thing?
That's the new thing. And I think you're going to read a book to the baby at night.
What type of book?
I don't know. We'll have to peruse Amazon's list.
Yes. And so you guys know, and we're definitely not telling you guys, we have narrowed down the names that we want to name this baby. We have the first, middle, and obviously the last name. So we're very excited to move forward with that. We have a front runner and we have our second and third place, but we obviously can't tell you guys, but just let you know
they alternate too. And that's why I'm not going to share yet.
Really? The first place, he's been in first place for like a week or two now.
For like a week, maybe. Yeah. Not even a week.
Yeah.
Since the weekend.
Yeah.
He's been in first place. But no, my feelings change and I have a long way to go.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to announce that.
I was surprised
until
the
baby's born, because I think you get a feeling too when you see the baby. You're like, okay, that is your name.
I was surprised that Dina came out and named the baby, you know what I'm saying? Because I heard it in group chat and then she announced it, which was all over the news. So it was a beautiful, beautiful baby.
Very cute. I love the middle name she picked. She did Cameron Theo.
Cameron Theo, yeah.
Yeah,
she's a big fan of Divergent, which is Theo James, isn't it?
Oh, I didn't know
that. I think that's one of the reasons why she went with Theo, which is funny.
I really like that name.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
It's cute. But I gotta wait because I feel like it might change. I need to see the baby.
The fam is expanding. I mean, we keep bouncing back, but I feel like our flow is, we have a good flow today. But Diener's on her second. And Ronnie, we have taken Ronnie once again. Ronnie is, we've taken Ronnie, so hopefully we get to meet his new lady soon.
Yeah, hopefully we do get to meet her. And listen, we are still trying to film an amazing show for you guys.
Yeah.
We are doing our best.
Yeah, there's so much more story to tell. I mean, you know?
Yeah, we filmed a huge chunk that's airing now, obviously. But we're trying to film the remainder of that season right now.
Yep.
And you know, the tri-state area is a little rough.
Yeah.
I think the West Coast is in the same position as us now.
We've also done some filming.
We're doing virtually.
Yeah, we've done some virtual filming. So.
But the crazy thing is, like, our life goes on. We're not a scripted show.
Yep.
So I'm still pregnant and growing. Dina's still pregnant and growing. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to continue to capture the moments to share with you guys. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely going to be, you know, an interesting, fun ride for everybody to tune along to next year, whenever it airs.
Well, guys, honey, do you have the phone number to give in case anyone wants to call and be featured on Here's the Sitch?
Yes, I do. Here's the Sitch podcast hotline is 732-898-0414. Give us a call. Let us know how you're getting through the pandemic fatigue. Let us know your favorite moments on the new season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation that's airing right now.
And how is your gift shopping going?
Gift shopping debacle.
I think we've done most of it thus far pretty quickly.
Honey, listen, I am an online shopper. So this is a sensitive subject. I am an online shopper, especially for the holidays, because normally, I don't like to get, you know, a million people in the stores and fighting for this and fighting for that. I don't even like to do that on a normal day. So during the holidays, I like to do online. However, this year, the shipping situation has gone to shit.
Yeah.
Literally. Even stores that, like, you're willing to pay last minute. Like, charge me what you gotta charge me. Get it here tomorrow.
I agree.
And it's like, no. Maybe by Christmas Eve. And listen, in Italian families, a lot of Italian families, Christmas Eve is like Christmas. So like, I can't accept packages on Christmas Eve. Like, we're not.
I think they just
like
make,
it's happening. Like, we're already in. We're already eating. We're already gifting. Like, we need it prior.
I think I just saw on social media that they made Christmas Eve a federal holiday. Did you see that?
I saw it, but I didn't click the link, so I don't know what's
Me
true.
Me neither. Yeah, same. Yeah, I don't know either.
All there's right. a lot of clickbait out there, facts. So I didn't open it.
Well,
but I will say what I did do, which is uh-huh. helpful. And I think it's the best thing ever if you have someone to do the pickup for you mm-hmm. is buy online, mm-hmm. pick up curbside.
That's what I'm doing today.
At the store.
Yeah.
And I just send my husband because I have the excuse of being pregnant.
Yes. Today I have to go do pickups at good old Best Buy and Bed Bath and yep. Beyond today.
And it's great because you get to secure, like, they'll reserve your item mm-hmm. when if it's in stock for a few days. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to rush there. You can get it same day. You can get it the next day. I think you can get it up to, like, 2 or 3 days later, which is great. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really solid solution for the COVID shipping issues that the whole world is having right now.
Yeah, because if you try to order something now, you probably will not get it, unfortunately. You're going to have to do some curbside pickup. And even before the holiday season, it was the shipping situation was a mess anyway. We were trying to do other things around the house and various people would tell us, listen, like because of COVID, everything is just delayed weeks and months. So now we're in the holidays and we're really getting the effects of that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the other thing too. Like I was trying to buy like an espresso machine for somebody.
Yep.
And these things are in stock like heavily, okay? They run great sales on them. They're all really on great sales. And I'm telling you, the manufacturer was like ETA shipping like January 17th. I was like, what? Mm-hmm. I've never seen that happen like yep. almost 2 weeks, 10 days before Christmas. Usually I can get everything 2 day overnight or something. So it's been a little bit of a struggle, but that's first world problems. So I'll take it. You know? And I'm trying to be creative with gifts for my husband because I like to surprise him with some fun things. I got new stockings this year, so I'm really about wanting to stuff all the stockings with really cute items. I'm going to have to go to Petco for Mosey. Maybe I could do online order.
I'm a big fan of velour jumpsuits.
But I got as many as I could for you.
I'm a big fan of, you know, old school Sopranos, and I love to be comfortable. I also would have to say that workout gear. Give me some Under Armour Rock collection and I'll be good because I go to the gym every day.
I have to tell you guys, like there
wasn't it hard to get that too?
It is hard to get that because when it comes out, it always sells out really quick. And then the sizing is weird left. Like there's all smalls left and men's. It's like, who wears a small
amount? We're going to have to call The Rock up and tell him that we got a situation and he needs to provide us with a solution.
I have to tell you guys, I worked in fashion my entire adult career.
Yep.
Like high fashion, also other stores that were not high fashion. Like I just have always been, I went to fashion school, fashion business school.
You're good at that stuff.
I worked in retail all mm-hmm. through college and high school. Like it's been my thing for life. So that should tell you how much clothes, shoes, whatever I've amassed over the years. However, with that being said, my husband still has more than me.
Really?
In that category. In the clothing category.
Yeah.
He has like, well, that's why when he says he wants clothes for Christmas, it drives us all nuts.
I get the same stuff every year.
It drives us all nuts. Like me and his whole family, because we're like, you have all of it. And it's so crazy because our house, he has clothes in all of the closets in our house. And now the baby's coming. So I told him I'm throwing all his shit.
She wants to throw out
my stuff.
She wants to throw out all my stuff. And she's like, you know, can we throw this out? I'm like, no, I wore that in Jersey Shore season, you know, 2.
Exactly. And it's like 11 years old.
And it's like a memento. I'm like, you know, maybe I'm going to frame that. Maybe I'll, you know, hold on to it.
I think the mementos are fine to keep, but they go in a box in the basement.
Paulie D's got the same problem.
I know, but I know. So we're going to have to solve it because we have beautiful closets. All our closets are like California closets. Yep. And I'm so excited that for when the baby, I start getting a ton of clothes, I can do like cute. Oh my God. I found the cutest baby hangers. They're like these tiny little hangers. You hang all their clothes up and organize everything. So I want their closet to be just theirs and not my husband's overflow.
I want to know who's making Christmas cookies out there because guys, I'll be honest. I ate a half tray of Christmas cookies this past weekend.
He is not and being dramatic. He really did.
I really did. And
it's a problem.
Right after this podcast, I am going to the gym, and I did fast a cardio in the morning already, which I'm proud of myself. But yeah, we're in a situation because you have to prepare when it comes to fitness. You know, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail as it is. And it takes months to get in really, really good shape. And I need to look the part, honey.
I know. Listen, he just can't resist my homemade Christmas cookies.
I have that obsessive personality.
They're a family recipe. I do have to say they're a family recipe from my grandma.
Yep.
I've been making them since I was a kid with her.
Grandma Beatrice's.
Yes, Grandma Beatrice.
She loved me back in the day.
She did love you. When, I miss her.
When you were back in the day, when I was on Dancing with the Stars, and yes. My wife was in another relationship, and Grandma Beatrice would give you the updates on how I did with Dancing with the Stars.
She would, because she was living with my parents.
She would be proud now.
And I'd come home from the city every night from work, and I'd go to say goodnight to her. When I'd come home and she would tell me how Mike did on Dancing with the Stars every week. And I'd be like, Grandma, you know we're not together. And she's like, I know. He did such a great job. So anyway, Grandma Beatrice has the best, best Italian cookie recipes.
Exactly. Well, Nikki, Pauly D's girlie or wifey, she said she wants the recipe.
I know. Yeah. It's a big deal because we don't share the recipe.
That's another thing.
I've like said no to many people.
In Italian households, you don't share the recipes.
But this is the thing. Like, I love Nikki.
And we love Pauly, obviously.
And Nikki's like family. And I think I did tell her if I give this to you, you can't share
it. Okay. I was going to
say. Only because.
That's a thing. You know.
It's a thing. And guys, before you get mad, because I'm sure you would love the recipe as well. I would share it one day, but I have to do it justice. So what if I do share it one day, it's going to be in the right context. Maybe it'll be in like a Christmas, you know, situation, holiday cookbook of Christmas cookie recipes or holiday recipes. Like it'll be honored in a certain way. I'm not just going to put it on a story. Like that's not,
I totally agree.
Won't do that. Because I've even told people close to me, like, I can't give you this recipe.
Well, no. That, I think,
and it's funny because my sisters were here on the weekend making them with me. And she's like, you better not give these out to
anybody.
That
is, it may not just
Everyone can eat them.
It may not just be an Italian thing, but I would like to hear from the fans and subscribers. Is it cool or okay to hand out, like, you know, special family recipes? I don't know. I'll be honest with you. My mom wouldn't do it. My mom has a tough time giving.
My mom
has a tough time even giving me her recipes, and I'm her son.
And I think it's something about baked goods and especially holiday tradition, because it's not like, oh, I'm not going to tell you how to make the chicken cutlets. Like, no, that's like a son. That's a staple. You make that a few times a week when you're growing up and have a family to feed. Like, listen, I'll share all that stuff. But when it comes to like sentimental, they're like invaluable possessions to us. You know what I mean? Like they're worth so much in our memory and our hearts. And I think that you just need to find the right way to honor it and share it. But I know a lot of Italians are very protective over their holiday baked goods. But I make tons of trays. I share them with everybody. Mm. It's not like I don't let people eat them. Everybody can have them. But the recipe, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe down the line we'll come out with a cookbook. People always come up to us and say that we should have.
Well, we might have to make one just for me to publish the recipes because then I'll feel good about it.
I agree.
Like,
well,
you know,
well,
they were
speaking
honored.
Of new ventures, we are launching our my fitness venture this week. Or maybe it's next week. Right, honey?
The launch date? You're asking the pregnant woman the launch date?
No, I'm saying that we're just starting to tease the new venture.
Yeah, you're just starting with a few advertisements promoting it, which is really exciting. But I don't know the date that it's available yet.
Well, I know people can sign up, though.
Oh, they can?
Yeah.
You opened it. Oh.
I opened it, yes.
So you can get in at the
My wife yells at me all the time because we do so many different projects, and she'll ask me if I looked at them yet.
If I looked at it,
yeah. No, I did look at it, honey. But this particular fitness venture, honey, which you're better than describing things than I am, it is a VIP fitness website where we recorded my workouts.
Yes.
So you guys can use my workouts as your own Or, you know, they're about 2 hours a piece, those workouts. So you can take one exercise or all the exercises. And then also on a weekly basis, we're going to be doing lives where you can work out with me live every single week, exactly what I'm doing. I may also work out multiple times per day because I'm going to eventually start to train my wife in a couple months once, you know, we move into that stage.
And I think, yeah, that'll be really amazing. So he filmed an amazing amount of workouts.
Yeah.
Really tough ones. Also intermediate. Yeah. I feel like it's every kind of level can catch. What's the word? My brain really doesn't work. Every level can follow along
at your own pace. Intermediate or beginner. And it's a VIP website of VIP workouts. And you can follow me. Whether it's the archived workouts or you can follow the live workouts, we're going to be offering nutritional advice. I also want to add eventually sober coaching and life coaching, which I think is like a game changer.
Yeah, so that's like a huge, huge deal to us because this is something that's been on our bucket list for such a long time.
For months we've been working on this.
And has been, I feel like even longer been in the pipeline because it's such an important thing. You've been working in the recovery field for years since you've gotten sober. And it's one of your most rewarding jobs that you can do.
Yep.
And for me as well. So I think when we created this website, we really wanted it to be like mind, body, soul.
Yep.
But it takes time to build it. So first we built up the entire fitness piece for Mike. And the plan is for me to do it as well.
Yep.
I'm pregnant, so I'm not working out so much right now.
I feel that we can implement you.
Can even do like prenatal series.
When it's time, I would like to train. I would like to train you after I do my workout. So maybe we'll do, you know, one or two lives per day or something, or three times a week or something. But
while pregnant?
Maybe once you give birth to the baby.
Yeah,
you know?
So I would do after, like recovery. So, but we have so much exciting stuff. Like we're working on this sober coaching platform on the same website. Oh,
that's going to be game changer.
Yeah. And I'm really excited about
that. I think that's going to be really key because people can really just talk to me one-on-one and to see how I changed my life. And they can just, like I said, get the advice and I can be a sober coach / life coach. And you can speak to Big Daddy Sitch on a, you know, weekly basis and just follow the tools that I've, you know, used to live my best life pretty much.
Yeah. And a lot of times that's all you need. You just need like a perspective of someone who's been there, who's done it and who has done it through a very hard circumstance so that you look up to them and respect their journey and their story.
5 years clean and sober in the books, baby.
So you can find all of that at MikeTheSituation.com. You can also head to Mike's Instagram page, which is at MikeTheSituation. If you click the link in his bio, it will take you to the fitness workouts as well as the Sitch store and Brotrition with all the supplements. So as you can see where we're heading here, we just launched the supplement company Brotrition.
Yep.
We're really trying to just expand in the health and wellness field.
Yep.
That's where we live day in and day out.
Yep.
And that's what we want to continue to bring to our community that we have and just try to better everybody's life while bettering our own.
I agree. Honey, before we cut out of here, I think we should hit the phones for a couple minutes.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. Carrie from Winnipeg. I was thinking about that question you had, Mike, about why do people wear a mask when they're driving alone? And I think I cracked the code. What I've learned is you're supposed to wear a mask one at a time. So if someone's going out and they're going to several places, if you take off your mask, you got to put a new one on. So maybe that's why they're wearing it. And also another thing I noticed in the store was someone was wearing it in backwards. And I was wondering, why are they wearing it backwards? They look so silly. Well, I just did that today because I didn't have a mask, but I, you know, had to wear one. So I wore it the other way. What drives me nuts is seeing people wearing a mask when they're walking around outside and they're alone. I think we're pretty safe outside. We had a Black Lives Matter rally. And there was a lot of people, not everyone was wearing masks. They had sanitizer being circulated, but there were no cases reported from that rally. And I waited weeks and weeks and thought for sure there would be some, and I think we're pretty safe outside. Anyways, I just thought I would call and share that bit of information because I didn't get it either why people were doing this.
Well, that was Carrie from Winnipeg. So thank you for calling. Winnipeg's Canada, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for calling from Canada. I love when we get international listeners and callers. And that was definitely some good points because I don't get the outdoor wearing masks when you're like in the fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not in like a city or a congested area. Like we go to the park sometimes and we see a lot of people wearing the masks. And I'm like, you're in the park. Like there's trees everywhere, like fresh oxygen, like just get some good air. But, you know, to each their own, whatever everybody is comfortable with and whatever you're safest with is definitely the best bet these days.
I totally agree. Also, since we're on that topic of masks, I also did hear that they may mandate a mandatory masks for I don't know, a specific period of time. Did you see that, honey?
I don't know. I think I just I don't look at much of the news these days.
Anyway, also because I'm on social media, I think they just administered the first vaccine today as well.
How'd that go?
It's a wait and see.
It's a wait and see. Call me. Well, I want to see in 10 years when they have the commercial going.
Hey guys, it's Emily from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I just want to let you guys know that I love both of you so much, and I've been a fan since day one, and I can definitely relate with you, Mike, for a number of reasons. I guess my main question for you, Mike, is that I've been on and off with someone for about 8 years, and they recently got arrested, and this is their fifth DUI, so they are in prison right now. It's been very rocky, and I'm just wondering, I guess, is he being nice because he is in prison right now, or does he actually care about me and actually wanting to write me, wanting to mail me type of thing, or is it just because he's locked up and lonely, I guess?
Wow, that was an interesting question, and to be honest, what was her name, honey?
Emily from Wisconsin.
Emily from Wisconsin. There's a lot of variables there. Everyone handles prison differently. I will say that when you are in prison, you're by yourself. You know, you're very lonely, and you definitely rely on any type of support on the outside. Whether that person is going to be grateful once they are out, that's a wait and see, I guess. But I think it's important to try to support someone while they're incarcerated, obviously the best that you can while they're in there. And the type of person that they are, you'll see, obviously, you'll have to reevaluate on a daily basis. I from my standpoint, I was very grateful for my support that I received from the fans, from my friends, from my wife. And I totally followed that up once I got out. With my behavior. So actions speak louder than words. That's what I really wanted to say. Mm-hmm. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to Here's the Sitch. And again, guys, don't forget to watch Jersey Shore Family Vacation 8/7 Central on Thursdays only on MTV. And honey, hit them with the Brotricians.
Yes, go check out the new Brotrician supplement line at brotrician.com. And the IG handle is
Brotrician Official.
So check it out there. You can head over to either of our Instagrams. Mine is at Lauren_Sorrentino. Mike is at Mike the Situation. And you could find all of our partners there. And you'll find
Baby Situation.
It's Baby Situation. The latest and greatest in the newest IG game.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, if you are a woman or even a man that wants to just follow along the pregnancy journey, whether you yourself are pregnant or you're starting a new family or have a newborn at home, there's a lot of information there in the comments. I interact with everybody usually, or as many as I can and that I see. And I thank you guys for your support and your love, and stay safe and healthy and have a very Merry Christmas and good holidays.